Trump administration stepping up attacks on what it says are drug smuggling boats, but providing no evidence of that. 9 deadly drone strikes so far. Demolition of the White House East Wing continues. It's expected to be completely taken down by this coming weekend. This is ABC News.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-20s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
98 Q Country. In your darkest hour.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes.
On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck, looking up at a caramel-colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Well, those runway lights getting brighter. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly. Trying to figure out which one you might be on and why.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old. You
a pair of blind eyes and a set of keys. He says, "Come be a star in the backseat of my car." Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far. Let me make it clear to you, my dear. If you're not I'm out of here. Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a plane in a magazine. Now tell me what's your style.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. And once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know that I'ma take the high road, baby, get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible.
I'm not afraid to
the music.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
AQ Country.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black. They love their women, one be shy of a heart attack. On the way to work, they might stop by fishing.
Bar, some guy lights a cheap cigar. Bartender yells at him, so he walks out and you walk in. Right through that cloud of smoke, catcalls and dirty jokes. Scan the room a couple times, find a seat right next to mine. Lonely eyes, will it sure looks like you just might. Something, whoa. Look at me, and I think you'll see those lonely eyes. Don't have to be alone tonight. glass of wine, roll away a pickup line. Now and then they check your phone, catch mine and let them go. From the little bit I've seen, they're the perfect shade of green. Next time they come my way, heaven help me make them say, lonely eyes. Well, it sure looks like you just might be looking for something, for something.
DAQ Country and our annual Day of Giving for His House of Hope. Get on there to the website, and those bid items are starting to take off, folks. Lots of bids. There's bids on, but like four or five items already. 98QCountry.com, and you can click on that blue His House of Hope banner and then go to the top where it says auction, and you can see all the items that are available to bid on and what the current bid is. Now, you can't bid online. You have to call us with your bid. You can create an account if you want to, but right now for the process is you got to call us at 762-3221. Email, quite a few emails coming in, wcqm@civicmedia.us. And also the Civic Media app. Gray is busy handling all the bids coming in there. So any of those three ways to get us your bids. And those will go until 5 or 6. 5 o'clock rolls around and the old guy gets tired, we might wrap it up. So we'll see. 5 or 6 this afternoon, so don't delay on getting the bids in there. We've got Pastor Jason with us and Robert back in studio here. We're having a good time. This is what the Day of Giving is all about. It's not only raising money, but it's about awareness, and it's about getting together like we are here and having a good time, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and celebrating a lot of things. And look at the voice of the Phillips Loggers stumbled into the studio, Mr. Jeff Haken.
Good to be here, Joel.
How you doing? How you doing, Jeff?
I'm a little calmer here. You know, there's not a basketball bouncing around in here, so people are going to be like, who's this guy?
Yeah, of all the times that you've done games for us, and you've been doing games for us for what? I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years?
Feels like it, yeah.
I don't know if I've had you in studio.
This is my first time allowed in here, so...
Was that in your contract?
Okay. That was.
I wasn't aware of that. It's a good thing I didn't press to have you come in.
But it's really nice to be here, Joel. And yeah, especially, you know, like you said about we're here to raise money and help His House of Hope out. But, you know, for me to get to hang out with Robert and Pastor Jason, they're two of my best friends and most inspiring people that I know. And happy to be here today. This is a lot better than roofing.
Well, they were happy to see you. I thought it was because of the 78 sandwiches that you had in the bag, but apparently there's other reasons, too.
There's no shortage of food over here today. I noticed this. Right.
Yes. So tell us, you said you're good friends with these guys and His House of Hope, and you help these guys out, keep them on the straight and narrow over there?
Yeah. Well, I've known Robert my whole life, really, and me and him have always gotten along really well. I think we were both probably the naughty child, maybe, you know, the curious ones and whatnot. But I've always been a big supporter of Robert, and to see where his life is right now and doing that through Jesus. Yeah. And the inspiration that he has to so many people, and the trenches that he's in, talking to people that a lot of people wouldn't give the chance, is one of the most amazing things that I can think of.
Yeah, exactly. And your connection to his House of Hope, or do you mow? They like mow the lawn, or play by play for the ping pong games in the basement? Maybe,
We haven't found a role for me yet. I'm hoping I'm a breath of fresh air sometimes. I like to be someone that is very proud of this, what they're doing here, and can help get the word out a little bit. And I was listening on the way up, and we talked about, you guys were talking about raising money, but also just awareness of this yet. And it's very true. And I've been talking to people this week, you know, and telling them to tune in and help out. And a lot of people do have, an idea of what his House of Hope is and whatnot. But it's nice to be able to talk to them about it, not just, you know, throw out a Facebook post, because a lot of people don't really know what it is. It's really unbelievable what's happening in our community. And some of these people, I was able to hang out there last night. I went and hung out with the guys, and Quentin made me some pea soup that was amazing, and some cornbread. And I got to sit with the guys and get to know them. One thing I got out of that is, you know, I didn't get to hang out with those guys before. So you don't really know what you're getting into, and you think, okay, there's going to be, you know, some troubled people. They were just like me. They were just like you. And there's so many people out there that are just, they're one step away, from being who they're supposed to be and who God meant them to be.
That's good.
And I thought that was, a really inspiring thing. I felt like I thought I was going to go in there and be, I'm Jeff Haken, and I came in there, I'm like, oh man, these guys are cooler than me.
That's a hard pill to sell.
That's a big step, yeah. Thanks to Dennis Lenz, who pledged $200 down in Phillips. Thank you, Dennis, for that.
Thank you.
We're up to $3,740, which has been pledged. That doesn't include any of the silent auction items, and doesn't include the doubling of the money and the matching from the Seed and Water Ministry, and another $2,000 anonymous donation. Jeff, I'm surprised you look a little peaky-eyed. You're up all night making those sandwiches, is that right?
I was. Well, we were up late last night, and then thinking about coming on the air and stuff here today, it was a little difficult to sleep. and then I get up early. I get up really early, so I actually got a start out on the job, came home, and I'm ready to roll now. I'm ready to roll.
Thank you. Thank you for thinking of us, and the sandwiches are wonderful.
Yes. So, yeah, you got to thank Heather for that, my wife.
I figured so, but I'd give you a chance to do that.
I was going to be like 10 minutes earlier, and she said, no, Jeff, I have to make 5 more.
Yeah, but Jason and Robert, the support of people like Jeff and you and other people in the community, too, just that stopping in support, just the emotional support, that's just as important as a $10 bill, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think networking is more important than financial at times. We all have gifts of God that has given us, and if we can use that to help men, awesome. You know, I'm not going to say don't donate, but I'm also going to say search your heart and try to figure out where you could fit in into this mission. This is in our backyard that we can work at and help other men, and you can be a part of that puzzle, just like I or Pastor Jason or you, Jeff, you know, or Joel setting this all up. So
yeah, exactly. We encourage you to be a part of it. You can pledge, you can bid on the items online, you can continue to listen here and get informed on what His House of Hope is all about. HOHPhillips.org is the website. Well, Jeff, you probably got to leave right now, don't you?
I got to be heading out to that game here soon. I'm going to be going to Spring Valley here.
Taking that private Civic Media jet to to the Spring Valley International Airport.
Yeah, I think I have a chauffeur this time, don't I, too? Do I have a driver?
That's up to you. If your kids want to go with you, that's up to you. But Phillips Volleyball tonight with Phillips at Spring Valley. Jeff will be there with the call.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for that. It's definitely my second most thing I'm excited for here today. And I know Mom and Dad are listening back at home. So, Mom, you can. She was wondering how she can call in and make a pledge. But you can call in what number, Mom? What number, Joel?
762-3221.
762-3221. All right. Mom, you can always get it to me later or something, too. That might have been.
Does she have your phone number?
She's got my phone number.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're good there. All right.
She'll get it to us. She'll get it to us one way or another. But that's one thing. You know, I do have a lot of friends I hope are listening, and even some, you know, listeners from the radio, you know, from the sports stuff. If you're listening, you know, give a call right now, and it doesn't matter if you got $10, $20, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling it in your heart, you know, today, and right now, I'm encouraging you guys to make a call right now, help out. It really does make a difference. And I can't think of a better cause myself to donate to. I know I'm going to be throughout the day. I'm hot on those basketball tickets. I'm going to the Badger game.
I see that.
So I want to see that. So I'm going to keep an eye on that one right there.
It's a great way to give to the his House of Hope and maybe get a little something back, even if you overbid on the stuff. It's a great way.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. There's lots of things. The fishing items, I know those are going to go hot, but there's some guides on here that are amazing. Steve Cervinka. My wife cleans for him, and she has for years, and he a fishing legend. And he's offering a fishing guide, and what Ross's Sport, John Carlson is,
Ross's,
I believe.
Sports app, and
we
just
get another one from Bader's,
and then Luke from LB Fishing as well.
There Luke, and then we have Cody from Bader's Sports Center. He does the boat tech stuff there. He does guiding, and they just sent me a text about 15 minutes ago, $350 value. They're doing a two-person guided also. Wow. So they can bid on that too. It's on the website. We just added it about 20 minutes ago.
They can go on 98qcountry.com.
Yep, click on his House of Hope right at the beginning, and you'll see an auction tab, and it's all right there.
There you go. So really easy. So do that, guys. Let's do that today.
All right. Very good. Jeff, thank you so much for supporting us today.
You bet.
It was a pleasant surprise to see you today, Jeff.
The hand wasn't on the mute button, was it, Joel?
That's right. More of the Day of Giving here in 98Q Country on the way.
The 500 gets a new date for 2027. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
While the countdown is on to the 2026 Daytona 500, Daytona International Speedway officials announced this week the date for the 2027 edition of the Great American Race. The 69th running of the event will take place on February 21st, 2027, a week later than its usual date. And Joe Gibbs Racing Xfinity Series driver William Sawalich will miss this Saturday's race at the Martinsville Speedway due to concussion-like symptoms after a crash last week in Talladega. Justin Bonsignor will now drive the team's number 18 Toyota. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family? Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Every 74 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. There are local options available to you after experiencing violence. Confidential medical care is available at local hospitals and private online locations. Embrace Advocates can help explain your options. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault or domestic violence, we believe that you are not alone. What has happened to you is not your fault. For free and confidential support, call 800-924-0556 or visit embracewi.org. Advocates are available 24/7. Freeze Firewood and Pellets reminds you, as the temperatures start to drop, it's time to start thinking about your firewood needs. Whether it's winter heating, a few last campfires, or even planning for next year, they have you covered with the best firewood in the Northwoods. They'll also take care of your dock, your lift, and your boat removal, plus mobile shrink wrapping, winterization, and storage. Let them do all the work so you can enjoy a little bit of the fall season before it turns into you-know-what snow. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road in Phillips. Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs of the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. Currently 35 degrees.
98Q Country.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Georgia pine, we gave 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to say it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
That little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Clock sings, it goes bang, 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 while it ring, ring, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink.
We're gonna party!
New Country Now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98 Q Country.
Trying not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized. And 3 weeks later in the front porch light, taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight, I hadn't told you yet. But I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole. About you, girl, like a river meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you then. I remember taking you back to right where I first met you. So surprised there were people around, but I didn't care. I got down on one knee right there once again. I thought I loved you then, but now you're my whole life, now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. See, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you. I've said that before. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday. And I thought I loved you. And I thought I loved you.
Brad Paisley there, 98Q Country, our day of giving, 12 hours, and we do this each year, and this year for the House of Hope. You can check out all the information if you've never heard of hohphillips.org. Thank you to all the bidders. Thank you to all of the pledgers. We're off to a good start. Still got a ways to go. We got a lot of matching money that's sitting out there and just waiting for your dollar to turn into two and your 10 to turn into 20. So a lot of good things happening so far. Thank you to everybody. We'll run through a lot of the donors in just a little bit. We have Jason and Robert back in here, and special guests. I'm going to let you guys introduce them because you work closely with them and they've been supporters. So I'll let you guys be the radio DJs. How about that, Robert?
Oh gosh, that's a big responsibility there, Joel. So the man and woman that I'm about to introduce, it has impacted our community from behind the scenes in so many ways. I don't think there's words to describe my gratitude towards him, but how we met is that he showed up to the House of Hope with root beer. And he wanted to talk about what we were, who we were, and then we just shared a meal with him. And ever since then, we have been continuing to build our relationship. And this man, he moves mountains through the power of Jesus, mind you. A humble giant, and his wife alongside him. They are founders of the Bridge Street Mission. In Wausau, that's moving crazily over there right now. But the cool thing is that they support so many other missions, not just their own, because they want to see the lost found. They want to see the captured free. And I just going to turn it over to you, Heath, for all the things that you want to talk about. What does recovery mean to you? What's your vision for His House of Hope? And how do you plan to do that with Jesus's power?
Yeah, thanks for the introduction. It's exciting to be here. Thanks for opening up the studio. And I love recovery because we all need help apart from Jesus. And whether it's a minor addiction or minor struggle with sugar, as I struggle with sugar. I start with that one. Jesus can help us with all these things. And I love that we got to meet and love to just help serve the community. So I like a community-minded ministry, and hope to get the word out more. It's a smaller community, so you have less resources, and I just want to share how much, just a little bit, everybody can do a little bit to help.
Amen.
To help His House of Hope be successful in helping men in recovery.
All right. And the Seed and Water Ministries, talk a little bit about that if you could too. People may not be familiar with.
So we started the Bridge Street Mission, which is recovery, and then Seed and Water Ministries is more about sharing the gospel, doing evangelism, outreach, and bringing unity amongst cross-denominational work, just to bring the gospel and to share the gospel with people that don't have a relationship with Jesus, and to encourage those that have a relationship with Jesus to just help each other more. Okay. I just read the account of Jesus washing his disciples' feet, and I shared this at, I own a building company. I shared this with my 250 people that work for our company, with subcontractors. And when you're helping each other, it's an interesting analogy, but you're really washing each other's feet.
Amen.
And so when we get together with His House of Hope, our desire is to we're clean with Jesus, but He tells us to wash each other's feet. So I love that you guys are involved helping serve the community, and the more people that we can get to help, the better.
All right. So now let's meet the real reason why Heath is so strong, and that's the wife here, right?
Yeah.
We all know that, married men.
I'd like to let me introduce my wife. So Tracy doesn't really understand this, but I say behind every successful man is a surprised woman. She doesn't appreciate that. I appreciate that you guys appreciate that. But yeah, this is my wife, Tracy, and she's amazing.
All right. Tracy, talk about what this means to you, helping out His House of Hope and your Seed and Water Ministries and the Bridge Street Mission. Talk about the why and what it means to you.
Well, sure. So I guess, you know, I'm not as prominent up front, you know, in the face of it, but you know, I, being the wife and all the responsibilities of also raising a family alongside, you know, ministry work and, you know, a husband who's very visionary, and obviously, you know, we're chasing Jesus together. But my heart mostly goes to Robert and his wife and their family and all that it really takes in the trenches and the relationship among the marriage and the church community and everything, and the you know, that the devil's not happy with the work that you're trying to do, you know, amongst your family and then also in the community and helping the lost. And so what I would like to share with the community is remember to pray for those. Remember to pray for Robert and his wife and the family, and to lift them up, because just as much as we're trying to propel them forward, the enemy is trying to hold them back. And right. So, but the Bridge Street Mission, obviously, you know, that was a little baby grassroots effort that, you know, just caught fire, and the community stepping in and taking the day-to-day responsibilities off of our plate, that right now that's where Robert and his family is the day-to-day. But the community stepping in and volunteering and taking those things then and making it community-minded, there's so much opportunity for volunteer work and prayer that, along with, of course, the financial aspect, but yeah. That'd be my message to the community.
Yeah, and Jason, when we started this, and you know, maybe when you start something like this, you think, oh boy, we're going to have to fly on our own here. We're going to have to make this happen right here in Phillips. We got to support that. And then all of a sudden, you know, God just drops in people like Heath and Tracy and others, and it becomes more of a networking of support. Is that a good way to put it?
That's a great way of saying it, really, because, I mean, at first you really don't know what you're getting yourself into, and, you know, having a network of support from outside of our community, within our community, people with different resources, different backgrounds, this is what makes us a strong team. You know, I'm looking back at, you know, the different players that are taking place behind the scenes. People, you'll never see the newspaper, you never see them on the website, but they are so intricate in trying to keep this thing going. They've caught the vision, they see what's going on, they feel the impact on their own life, and it's awe-inspiring, really. It just blows me away to see this community come to life and get behind this great cause. So it's a blessing for me. I will say that in the short amount of time that we've been open, it has blown my mind on the strides that we have already made, the impacts that we've made on these men and the community and their families. And I'm looking forward to the next, you know, 20 years, see what this looks like, you know, as it keeps rolling forward. And to give God the glory, you know, it's nothing any of us are doing. We're just bringing our gifts to the table, and God's multiplying them.
Yeah, our day of giving here, benefiting His House of Hope. The Phillips Yoga Group pledged $200, and there's a note on the side that says, if Robert and Jason show up and put their left foot over their right ear. I think it said, can you do that?
Absolutely. I can put my left foot over his ear. He's laying down.
No, thanks to the Phillips Yoga Group for the $200 pledge here in the last few minutes. We appreciate them very much. So, Heath, I think we're sensing that this His House of Hope, obviously very much needed in Phillips, and I know you're very proud to be supporting it and helping it, and this is just going to be a great asset for Phillips and the surrounding area, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was just thinking, we recently did a fundraiser at the Bridge Street Mission. They had over 300 unique people that donated, and it was between $2 and then many thousands of dollars. But if we can get, you know, if you can get 50 or 100 or I don't know how many people could donate today, but and then just sharing the need. You asked me what my vision is for His House of Hope. I just think it's important to get the house paid off so you can have that money for resources, for staff, for helping the guys and some of the other needs like vehicles and just launching them into their getting off on their own. So I think that this fundraiser is going to be a really awesome launch to raising enough money to pay off the house. And right. Yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, but
yeah, it does. Sure. Yeah. All right. Well, we thank both of you for taking time to come in. It means a lot to this event today to have different voices giving different perspectives on how this has happened and why it's happening, and even branching out into you know, Seed and Water and the Bridge Street Mission. It's just you know, sometimes it's hard to stay informed, and this is all news to a lot of people. So thank you both for all you do and for coming in and sharing your perspective today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yep, the day of giving for His House of Hope continues. Jeff Hakenen has told me that he will win the Wisconsin Badger basketball tickets. We'll see if someone wants to contradict that and bid it up. Robert, that's fine, right?
Yeah, 100%.
We're getting a lot of bid action, so check it out at 98qcountry.com. We'd love to hear from you and a pledge to His House of Hope at 715-762-3221, Civic Media app, and also WCQM at civicmedia.us.
98Q Country. Country.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dozens of people, including some current and former NBA players, are now charged in connection with a widespread illegal sports betting scheme. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Miami Heat forward Terry Rozier is accused of using insider information for sports betting.
Terry Rozier was among players like Jontae Porter, who prosecutors said faked an injury and told sports bettors beforehand, like in a particular game when he was playing for the Charlotte Hornets back in March of 2023, that he would be out within 9 minutes, sometime in the first quarter. And the sports bettors then used that information to place $200,000 worth of bets, according to the indictment.
Rozier's lawyer is denying the charges. Vice President Vance criticizing Israel after a parliament vote approving the annexation of the West Bank. Home sales picked up last month as mortgage rates dropped. The median price of a pre-existing home, over $415,000. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs in the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s.
Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. It's 36 at our studios.
One, two, three, four.
The greatest, the newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.